From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The World Health Organization is calling for the immediate evacuation of hundreds of sick and wounded people from eastern Aleppo in Syria. As Lisa Schlein reports, the WHO estimates that children make up about one-third of the hundreds of civilians killed and wounded over the past 2 weeks.
Rebel-controlled eastern Aleppo has been under relentless bombardment by Syrian government and Russian forces over the past 2 weeks. Rick Brennan, WHO Director of Humanitarian Emergencies, says the onslaught has taken a heavy toll.
The situation really is unfathomable. According to health officials there, there have been 338 deaths in the last couple of weeks due to the bombardment, including 106 children.
The WHO is calling on warring parties to allow the urgent evacuation of the sick and wounded from all conflict zones, including eastern Aleppo, and to let medicine, medical supplies, fuel, and other necessities enter the city. It also is calling for an immediate halt of all attacks on health workers, facilities, and supplies. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. President Barack Obama praised former Israeli leader Shimon Peres as one of the giants of the 20th century. During a eulogy at the funeral for the late Israeli leader Friday, Obama likened Peres to other iconic world leaders like Nelson Mandela and Britain's Queen Elizabeth.
He understood in this war-torn region, where too often Arab youth are taught to hate Israel from an early age, he understood just how hard peace would be.
Peres suffered a severe stroke 2 weeks ago and died Wednesday in a hospital at the age of 93. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. In the U.S. race for president, Democrat Hillary Clinton repeated her assertion Friday that Republican Donald Trump is not fit to lead the country. Speaking in Coral Springs, Florida, Clinton said that Trump's latest Twitter rant about a former Miss Universe contestant was, in her words, unhinged.
Who gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning to engage in a Twitter attack against a former Miss Universe?
Meanwhile, Republican nominee Donald Trump said in Michigan that he would end what he called Hillary Clinton's corruption.
Hillary Clinton has made a living raking in donations from special interests that have raided our factories and ripped the jobs right out of Michigan and every other state. That's how she gets rich.
Trump said that what he called the political establishment was panicking because of his candidacy's popularity. Election day is November 8th. The Rosetta spacecraft's 12-year mission to study a comet came to an end Friday when it crash-landed on the comet's surface as planned, snapping photos along the way. Rosetta, the first space probe to circle a comet, was ordered to fire its thrusters for 208 seconds, slipped out of orbit, and then collided onto the icy surface of the 67P comet. Patrick Martin is the mission manager.
Rosetta mission was inspiring to many, was historic, was pioneering, and revolutionizing at the moment how we understand comets and the solar system.
The spacecraft, which was launched by the European Space Agency in 2004, sent a probe named Philae onto the surface of the comet in November of 2014. European Union environment ministers in Brussels have unanimously approved the ratification of the 2015 Paris Agreement on Climate Change. For the climate deal to take effect, 55 countries that collectively produce 55% of global greenhouse emissions must sign on to it. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Friday has extended the time recommendation for men trying to conceive a child from 8 weeks to 6 months after researchers found the Zika virus can linger in semen longer than previously expected. The agency recommended men use condoms or abstain from sex for at least 6 months after returning from a Zika-hit area. Pregnant women who are infected with the virus risk giving birth to babies with microcephaly. That's a birth defect that leads to abnormally small heads. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.